You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is Tim Cyclesman-Wood, editor of Cycles News and Views on Cyclesman.com. Welcome back to the show, Tim.
Jim, and thanks as always for having me.
Tariffs, on, off, on this guy, off that guy. How are the markets reacting, and what's your view on it?
Well, my view on it is it's reminiscent of 2018-19. You know, this same thing happened. I know people have awfully short memories, but the same thing happened in 2018 and 19. At the time, it was very frustrating. But I think what they were doing then was maybe trying to let a little air out of the bubble, if you will. And I don't know if you recall the Kabuki Theater, as a friend of mine calls it, but they would they would have this, oh, we got a deal, we don't have a deal, we got a deal, we don't have a deal, and that went on for two solid years leading into the top in 2020. But it's very reminiscent of that era with these tariffs, and particularly, you know, this has happened twice now. I can't give you the dates. I remember it. I wish I had written it down. I need to research it and write it down. But, you know, he talked about the tariffs or I don't know, it seems like it was several weeks ago, and then they removed it, and then one night they put the tariffs back on, and now they've lifted the pause on everyone but China. So it's the same sort of thing we're seeing again, take two with the China tariff wars, trade wars.
Mm-hmm. So if you're dealing with the stock markets, how do you deal with it? Or do you just cut your losses and hold your breath?
Well, it does make it a little difficult. But, you know, we had a Dow theory primary bearish trend change back on March the 10th. And, you know, we've been talking about this long-term top, this third attempted downturn out of the long-term economic cycle, and I think that's what we're seeing happen here. I think that's very much at play here. And we're seeing the knee-jerk reactions, I think, from the tariff news. But no, we're seeing a turn trying to take hold now.
The president said people were chickening out. Should we continue to play the game of chicken?
He's saying chicken in what respect? Chickening out on, what was he? I didn't see the quote, so I don't know. Chickening out on what, the market, or chickening out on the tariffs, or what?
Well, he just said people weren't brave enough, so chickening out in that term.
Well, it might be prudent to chicken out, because I think ultimately this thing, if this bites and there's not some mysterious hand to save it this time, it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better.
Mm-hmm. Now, gold was, I know you never said gold was a safe haven. So many other people did. Has gold proven to be a safe haven?
It has proven to be a safe haven. And when I said that, let me put that in perspective. Gold has served as a deflationary hedge, if you will, throughout this entire reinflation bubble period. And when I say that, I am talking long term. We talked about this entire economic cycle, and it's been a while since we talked about this, but, you know, going back in history, there's been a number of long-term economic cycles. The last economic cycle, long-term economic cycle, bottomed in 2000. And obviously, or excuse me, 2002, what am I saying? 2002. And gold, the subsequent long-term cycle in gold, bottomed in 99, just ahead of the 2000 top in equities. And since that low, gold has acted as a hedge against the inflationary forces, or the inflationary, the inflationary efforts to, you know, reinflate this current long-term economic cycle. And that's what they've been doing. We've talked about this in a number of interviews over the, you know, in the past, how this entire thing has been reinflated. I mean, that's what the Fed did coming out of the 02 low. They reinflated. They provided the liquidity. They provided the stimulus coming out of the 09 low. That's what they did. You know, we had, the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression. It was dubbed coming out of the 2007 top. And then yet, what do they do coming out of the low? More stimulus, more of the same. Coming out of the 2020 top, what do they do? More of the same. So these efforts to reinflate have been inflationary, obviously, because the reinflation has worked. And yes, gold has served as a hedge in that environment. And when I say that gold is not going to ultimately be a safe haven, what I'm referring to is that, well, first of all, the first attempted downturn out of this current long-term economic cycle occurred in 07. The second attempted downturn occurred in 2020. And now we're flirting with the third attempted downturn. And what I'm saying is that if this third attempted downturn, if it bites and they're not able to reinflate it again, then all asset classes, including gold, are going to suffer from that. Now, that said, I've done some work in a most recent research letter, and I think gold will fare better than equities, but I still think that it's going to suffer because, by default, if the inflationary efforts fail, this does turn into deflation, as it should in the absence of some sort of a miracle saving of the system again a third time, then yes, gold's gonna suffer in that environment.
Mm-hmm. Now, will it hold up better than the stock markets?
Yes, that's what I was saying about the in relationship to the Dow gold ratio chart before. Yes, I think it will hold up better than the stock market, but it's still, I think, going to suffer when this deflationary threat bites, and I do think that with this the third time may be the charm, and that's what we face here.
Is this a time to rush out to the store and stock up on toilet paper and other necessities?
I don't know about that just yet. I never really understood the toilet paper thing, but it remains to be seen. I think, like I said, We're in the process this is the threat here, the risk here is high. There's no doubt about that. I don't want to discount that. And like I said, the only question is how well can they control the decline, and then if it really gets legs, and how well can they control the demolition? But I think the threat, no question in my mind, if this third attempted downturn, once it really bites, the risk here is far greater than the decline in 2020. Or the decline in 07. I think it's going to be epic once the thing bites.
We'll have more with Tim Cycles Man Wood right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Tim Cyclesman Wood. Tim, what's going on in crude, and what's your outlook?
Well, crude is showing signs of the deflation, and that deflation is biting. My outlook has been that crude would turn down. We've had some countertrend bounces along the way. Little advance in coming out of the low back in March, I had said was counter trend and look for it to turn back down, and that, you know, while that was an intermediate degree low, I'd said in the research letters and updates that it was counter trend, and sure enough, it has been. And in fact, crude oil has broken below some major support levels going back, I mean, all the way back to 2021. And so that is major technical damage, and it's a sign of the deflation, and that the deflation is trying to take hold here. So that's what we're seeing. And so far that has not bled over into gold, but the general commodity complex, if you look at the CRB, no doubt about it, some of the other commodity complex indexes, you are seeing that, and I think that like I said, it's a canary in the coal mine that the deflation is trying to take hold.
Now, copper just a little while ago hit a record high. What's Dr. Copper telling us?
Well, Dr. Copper got hit in this decline, this deflationary decline as well. Dr. Copper has been, let me see if I can pull up a chart of copper. I don't have that in my head. I hadn't looked at it in a day or two, but yes, it's been pretty much like crude oil. It's showing signs of stress, no doubt about it. I think that looking at it, it looks like we've seen a major cycle top. And now we don't have the structural damage done just yet that we see in crude oil, but I think copper is it's made a significant top of at least, it looks to me like in my world, and I'm saying this on the fly, I think we have, there's an annual degree cycle. I think it's peaked. I look at it as being, I think it's left translated, and I think copper may have, well, we may have seen the peak in copper, and it may be leading gold at this point.
The U.S. dollar down after climbing. Is this a continuous drop, do you think?
Nope. This is exactly what I was looking for. Talked about this in the newsletter in for months now. We had the low last September, October, and the dollar come out of that low ripping. I had said in the dollar there is a dominant long-term cycle, is a four-year cycle, and I had said that the structure wasn't right for that low to have ideally made that longer-term four-year cycle low, and that in spite of the duration and the magnitude of the advancement in the dollar, everybody was getting very bullish on the dollar. You know, back in January, the dollar index was at 110. Now it's approaching 100. It just went through 101 today. And I had said that that was a countertrend advance and that we needed to see an undercutting of that that September-October low from last year as we pushed down, made a final push into the four-year low. So that said, while the dollar's been on the decline here, that's been expected, and I do think that we're seeing a final push into a major low on the dollar, but that low is still ahead of us. So I think there's more weakness on the dollar to come until we get to that longer-term four-year cycle low.
So, Tim, how would you sum up what we're seeing right now?
The deflation is trying to bite. The unwinding, the great unwinding, is trying to take hold. That's what we're seeing here. There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. And the question is, how well can they control it? And, you know, exactly, the path it takes. But that's what we are seeing.
Tim, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Thank you for having me.
My guest has been Tim Cyclesman Wood, editor of Cycles News and Views on cyclesman.com. If you have any questions for Tim or for any of our guests, you can send them to info@howstreet.com. Find us on X at How Street. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com, HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.